It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are we back on?
We are.
We
Peace
can be.
Be with you.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's dirty.
Uh-huh.
It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes. It's BYOB Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, here is a programming note. On August 8th, 2008, at 8 o'clock, what you're hearing in this studio will be transferred to a venue near you.
Yeah,
live and in
eight
person.
On the 8th.
TBA, to be announced. We will have our party on the 8th that's coming up.
Circle the date.
BYOB will conclude. We will take a limo, hopefully from E Street Limo. Go to eStreet.biz to find out more. 703-938-5900. Carlton's our driver this evening.
Hello, this is Carlton, your driver.
And we will be having our fabulous extension of the BYOB show.
Fabulous.
And it will be party on the 8th. And next week, probably Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be making the big announcement as to where that big shindig is coming out.
Yay.
We will have the debut of the wonderful, wonderful costumes that all of our buzz babes will be wearing. Mm-hmm. And ladies, you all approve of the costumes that we have?
The enticing outfits? Yes, Mike, we do.
Wonderful.
I have to admit, she's raising her hand.
Yes, yes, McKetsie.
I have to admit, I'm not sure what you're talking about. Like, I am not familiar with the costumes you've approved of.
Oh, well, Mr. Burbank might be able to
explain. You're
not
familiar with the particular costumes or the whole concept of clothing?
The whole concept of clothing.
God bless you,
McKenzie. It completely goes over my head.
Yes, Allie, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, can we just paint our bodies and that's it?
It depends on the bar, actually, you know. We can actually
sushi on the body? I agree with that.
Buzz will paint your body.
Buzz is an experienced body painter.
I've done plenty of latex in my
And it really just depends on the venue and where we're going to be is exactly how much fun we're going to have.
Right.
So it should be a very
And isn't
yes,
fun the best thing to have?
Fun is the best thing to have. Tonight, Oscar, I will give you an opportunity to plug your little appearance. Where are you going to be tonight, brother?
This is a place called Haymarket in Virginia.
Used to live there.
Yeah. Really?
Very little.
I used to live there. You know, it's a wonderful place to go, especially for an appearance.
I
hope you have a good time out there.
Hey, what's going on this side?
I heard Haymarket is like the new, I guess, if on Maryland standards, if you know Maryland, the new ritzy area to live in.
Really?
Yes.
Where are you going to be in Haymarket?
We're going to be at Kirkpatrick's in Dominion Valley.
Oh, yes. I know it well. There may have been an ex-wife that lived there a long time ago.
Well, there you go.
Wonderful place. And great,
Big Owen Dukes.
Incredible, great memories.
8 to 10 p.m. Aside from that.
That's tonight.
But I heard it's a beautiful town. That is tonight. Also, what I was curious about the last time Chad and I were here.
You're getting buzzed
I'm
already.
Hammered right like now. That. Thank you.
Incidentally, I'm empty. Interns. Interns.
Kirkpatrick's again, 8 to 10 p.m. They have a bikini contest going on.
Oh, thank
it's gonna be
you
amazing.
Taking
yes.
my empty, Kara. Thank you very
much. Let me ask you this. Last time we were here, Buzz, you were handing out thongs to all the ladies.
That's true.
That's right. Jesse might need a thong. Do we have a thong?
Right. No, I forgot to bring them. But Jesse, I will see that you get your thong.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Now, who really, really represents?
Staring at my thong.
I was. That's why I noticed. Apologize. I mean, crotch shot. I can't do anything from up here.
Tequila.
Who's wearing the thong is really what the case
is. Do we have any of the Buzz Babes right wearing thongs? Rob.
Lynn.
I'm wearing a thong, but I'm not wearing the thong.
Allie is wearing one of the thongs.
Allie's wearing the thong.
Lynn, you are wearing one of the thongs.
Lynn does a beautiful job of modeling the thong online.
Lynn is our thong. Thong.
Thong.
Our thong model. That's fine. I'll take
it. How many times must I express that I'm not wearing any underwear at all?
Now, you're not. Not really. That's very
good night, everybody.
I feel that's part of the uniform, though. That's why I wanted to ask.
That's true. Well, the thongs are being represented by some of the women here tonight, so it's very, very exciting.
It is.
And we could not be more thrilled to have you here, Oscar.
We're honored.
And
we've
just
got the world
to keep it together
string
for the last 20 minutes of the program.
Big
that's
Owen
what
Duke's
I'm doing.
Big 1 year anniversary show tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Velocity
Chocolate
5.
Banjo night out in Haymarket.
Is it really? It's not that bad. We had a big talk about it.
Oh my God, Chad Duke. Hello, Chad.
What the hell is going on in here?
Hello,
did you hear about Chuck Liddell?
How are you, Chad?
I went to see The Dark Knight, and I'm regretting it right now.
Jesus. Did you hear
really
about Chuck Liddell?
Did you really go to see Chuck Liddell?
Canceled.
Stiffed us.
F him.
Yeah,
F him
exactly.
Sideways.
Amen. And,
look at butt. Are you having intercourse?
Yes. Yes, I am. Let me mention also live on pay-per-view, Saturday, July 19th.
How's that?
That's tomorrow night. Affliction Band featuring a special performance by Megadeth. I'll be buying that for all of my friends.
I love Megadeth.
Are you guys going to have that on at your appearance tomorrow night?
Yeah, yeah. We got both of them going on at the same time.
Well, I don't care about the other one, but the Affliction
show's
going to be on.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, because the other one isn't going to be nearly as good as the Affliction
show. No, of course not.
Happy anniversary to both of you, by the way.
Unbelievable.
That's a whole thing going on over there with our boss.
I'm surrounded by beautiful women over here, so I'm sure you couldn't see
literally,
me. Happy anniversary.
It's not BYOB Friday. It's Buzz Babe Friday.
Yeah, I should mention that tomorrow, for our affiliates around the country, tomorrow night is the one-year anniversary of our Washington Midday Show. Great bunch of guys. They've been on this show. You've heard them before.
Great show.
Big O and Duke celebrating their one-year anniversary. Congratulations, guys.
And I might add, there are a bunch of hotties as well.
Thank you very much, Nick. We appreciate that. And now BBK has come into the studio.
Well,
Rob, how many people do we have in the studio?
Now we're going
out.
Bye-bye.
With Kevin coming in, I believe for a moment there we had 17.
It's too much
18.
Fun.
All right, and now Kevin leaves.
Oh, wow. What 18, a
oh, now he's back.
Oh, he's back. BDK. And, of course, BDK is here. What do you think of this this
Let's
turnout
keep
today?
This brief, okay,
Very
Kevin?
Brief, BDK.
Yeah,
it's very
awkward.
Good. I'm very excited to be in here.
That was terrific. Thank you so much.
All right, let's get back to it. Our final segment of Buzz before we got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, and I don't have a poem today, but I'll try to make it up on the fly.
You can do
Buzz,
it.
Are you going to be able to deliver your final newscast in the position that you're in right now?
Deliver.
And CK, we have not. You know what I failed in today? I did not nearly get you as loaded as I was supposed to today.
But
all
you
part
know
of
what?
My plan. I know.
Once the 10th woman arrived, did it really matter?
It didn't matter one little
bit. No, not
bit.
A bit.
CK, take another. As a matter of fact, what do you have in front of you?
Well, I'm going to finish this Heineken Light.
Put that one aside. Put
if
that one aside.
If it's not an entire bottle of vodka, I'm not satisfied.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, you're not allowed, so
oh,
keep your mouth shut. Here we go.
Coming
CK,
from the mouth of a 19-year-old.
I would like to see you chug. Go ahead.
Chug.
There's right. no
chug.
Chance I can chug.
Come on,
chug.
Come on.
I can't chug.
How about chug. I read it to you?
How about I finish chug. This before the end of the segment? I can't chug, though. I'm terrible at it.
Oh,
I will finish
can.
The end of the segment, though.
You just need inspiration. Chug, chug.
Mm-hmm.
There
chug,
we go.
Chug, chug,
there he
yes!
goes. Good luck.
He's doing a good job.
Come on,
job.
You're doing a good job. Slow but steady wins
oh,
the race.
Come on, I'll finish come
it. How come when he does
all
it, the
right,
beer
right,
it tends
on,
to go
chug,
back in the
chug,
bottle somehow?
Chug,
I don't know.
Chug.
Very
That's
nice.
Horrible.
Yeah.
All right, Buzzy, what do you have for us?
UFOs were spotted over Waterbury, Connecticut night before last. They were bright, multiple objects, circular objects, flying next to airplanes.
That's my hometown, brother.
Yeah, well, there were UFOs.
And that's also
night.
Up near Bradley International Airport.
Were you home for a visit?
Exactly.
I was going to see my mom.
You brought your deer, put your flying saucer
now,
away.
Now, please get out of the UFO.
Deer, leave those aliens alone. We won't want any trouble with
Help
them, deer.
Help me.
Deer.
Well, officials at Bradley International and Waterbury Oxford Airport say they have no data to
Hold
support
on.
Multiple craft being
Waterbury,
in the area.
Oxford Airport.
And Bradley International Airport. The reporters actually checked with the two local airports in the area.
So is Waterbury, Oxford, like Oxford. A little private airstrip? Is that what that is?
Apparently
I thought
so,
he
yeah.
was your neighbor up
it's,
there.
It's not an
Waterbury,
international
Oxford.
Airport.
Oh, my name is Waterbury, Oxford.
I understand.
But officials at both airports say they didn't see anything.
And sure. it, really?
Yeah.
You know what I think we should do? We should applaud after every Buzz story. Wasn't that lovely?
I don't think cheering, though. No cheering.
No cheering.
Applause.
No, that would
just
be carrying
applause.
It too far.
Polite. Let's try it again. Polite golf applause
golf
with
applause,
no sound.
Applause, everyone.
Going, talk.
Jesus Let's try the instructions Christ. Once again. Polite golf applause. Here we go. And now, without talking, vigorous golf applause. You know what? That's what I'm looking for. That is the sound. Record that. That's going to sound better. Next story, Mr. Burbank.
At Fort Riley, Kansas, a change of command ceremony was interrupted when a parachutist, missing his mark, slammed feet first at 50 miles an hour into a marching band.
That's good.
Three members taken by ambulance to the hospital, one horn player knocked unconscious and suffered a fractured jaw.
Oh, well, nobody killed?
No one was killed.
Did you see this video? Damn near dented the tuba.
I did see this.
It was fantastic.
It was pretty amazing that nobody was killed.
True.
Even though he couldn't control the direction that mm-hmm. the parachute was going in, I thought right. the guy, can't they pull up on those things and slow it down a little bit?
A little bit, but when you're that close to the ground, you don't have enough air to really, you know, maneuver it.
And it was an old guy, right? I mean, it was an older skydiver.
He was 88.
He was 85 years old. All right. Have another pull on your drink if you want to do
will,
that.
I'll
and until then, I thought that was a really good story.
Nicely done, Buzz.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you all. And while airlines are mostly trying to cut fuel costs, in England they are flying empty planes so they don't lose their gate privileges at London's Heathrow Airport. Ghost flights are what happens when the airline doesn't meet Heathrow's minimum number of takeoffs.
It's very scary.
Meanwhile, you're paying a fuel charge on your luggage.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm your ghost pilot.
You're very scary.
I'm going to take you up around Scotland. And the plane's going to be totally empty.
Let me see your haunted teeth.
It's nice to see it. They're all brown and rotted out. There we go.
Do you know the Queen?
I know the Queen Mum.
And how's she?
She might have passed away, but I'm your pilot for your ghost flight.
Who are you?
I'm Jack Sparrow. Next story, Mr. Burbank.
Yesterday was the first day that people could register possession of their handguns in Washington, D.C. In 32 years, officials were braced for the inevitable stampede, but one person brought in one gun in the entire day.
Yeah, you know, Mike. Buzz, nobody wants to fight Fedor. Are you aware of that?
I understand why.
It's going to be an amazing affliction thing.
Fedor.
I mean, I know they've got, like, some other channel has a free Ultimate Fighting, but right. The affliction pay-per-view event.
You get what you
how
pay
much
for.
Does it cost? Do you know how much it's going to be,
pennies.
Oscar?
Affliction? Well, free is free, but pennies on the dollar is nothing.
It's pennies on the dollar for the entertainment value.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
That's right. Amazing. You know, you got to think about guys like Liddell. Past their prime.
Pennies a day, Mike.
That's the way I look at that.
Pennies a day.
And that September 6th debacle, I mean, who cares about that, really? You know, what's past is past. That's on right. With the new, bring in the new.
Please, and kill everybody
That's
else.
The way I look at it. Of course, if he ever comes on the show again, I'll kiss his ass and pretend this never happened.
As will I.
Yes, yeah, we'll do that.
Don't remember a thing. Mm-hmm. Well, even though it was the first day, only one person brought in one gun, but a lot of people came in to ask questions, according to D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier.
Actually, it was a very slow, orderly day. We had a steady... group of people that came through, but no large crowds at any given time.
We had a total of
I think 58 packets of information for registration that was given out.
Some fun with guns at the end of this buzzcast.
Is that the conclusion of that story?
It is.
And Lynn, you don't have to applaud. I would appreciate you just keeping your hands behind your back like that. That's 100% A-okay for
Lynn's
me.
Lynn's not wearing
Isn't
a
this
bra.
Wonderful? I know.
Lynn
Isn't this
never
delightful?
Never
and Lynn is standing next to Allie, who is standing next to Kara, who is standing. And I'm sorry, I'm going to stop. I have to focus now. I really want to focus.
Yes.
Like a mountain range.
Trying so hard to focus. Party on the 8th coming up August 8th, 2008 at 8 o'clock.
Come out and enjoy the topography.
Should be fun.
I'm reading the news with McKetzie on my lap.
I know you are.
I'm reading the news.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. My name's Buzz. I want to tell you about synthetic motor oil. Really happy. We're going to put that in your car. And if you'd like to be a Buzz babe, see me. I'll tell you all about it.
Who
it's
going to
be wonderful. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Are you mean?
I'm nice.
Okay.
It's the way it is. I'll never say bad things about anybody, and I don't like Ultimate Fighting. And now, because Chuck Liddell stiffed us, I can say That's F right. him, and I don't like it either.
Right.
Who are you?
I'm Buzz Burbank.
What's in your car?
My car is powered completely by electricity.
I meant, what lubricates your car?
Hash.
No, something synthetic?
Weed.
Never mind.
KY jelly.
KY,
oh, yeah. Hey, KY. Hi, McKetzie.
Hey,
yes,
McKetzie
sir.
Woke up.
She's familiar.
Jesus Christ, it's like ringing a dinner bell.
She laughs at it. I'd be offended if it wasn't true.
I just broke my chair. You know, when Rob loses, when Rob loses his 50 pounds right. and he's having his big 50-pound BYOB show,
right.
you have to sit on Rob's lap for the entire show.
I will do more than sit on Rob's
okay, lap. Okay, all right. Oh, we were afraid of that.
I'll make sure I've had all my shots.
Next story, Buzz.
A man who once used a gun to rob a McDonald's is now a finalist in the company's jingle contest.
Golf applause.
And McDonald's is fully aware of this because he gave them the heads up along with his entry. 29-year-old Tamian Bain, or Bain G. the Locksmith, as
hey,
he likes
to be
known.
Hey, it's Tamian Bain.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Marvelous jingle tune.
Mm-hmm. He served his 12 years for the crime, which he committed at the age of 14. Now that he's 26, you can vote for his jingle on McDonald's Big Mac Chant Off MySpace page.
Would you like to hear his jingle?
I would.
We actually do have the jingle.
Do we? Let me see what it sounds like.
Let's listen.
See, this the chant, and I'm just giving back. Real talk, no, and you know where it's at. Big Mac, Big Mac.
Come on, Janae, dance with me.
You're so hip, man.
They should arrest him for making his jingle. Not for Grand Theft McNugget.
I call this, ladies and gentlemen, the palsy.
Yeah, it looks like the palsy. Big Mac, home.
I call this the Liddell.
The hamburger.
Yes, yes, Kara.
What?
Oh no. Yeah, I'm going on to a.
In other news.
I can't get near the microphone if I do that.
But does it matter?
Pull that over there. Yes, Kara's now. All right, Kara's over here.
Over
we
here
have
now.
Great microphones. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There could still be an actor strike. Mm-hmm. That's the word.
No!
From...
Boo!
Bastard!
Well,
let's kill him.
Word from Union Chief Alan Rosenberg, who
won't
talk about his meeting this week with the producers about why they've said this is their final contract offer.
Right.
Rosenberg says nobody wants a strike, not even the actors, but he said a strike is not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a realistic possibility. I'd rather not have to do it. Our expiration date has come and gone. We haven't yet asked for a strike authorization. We'd love to accomplish a deal without having to go there, but it's certainly something that's still on the table.
You know, Buzz, also a part of this story.
Yes.
Fedor is the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world.
Well, I've always said
that's
that.
That's what
right.
I've heard. That's why I'm going to watch him live on pay-per-view. What time does it come on, Oscar? Do you know what time it comes on?
It comes on like 9, 10 o'clock.
9, 10 o'clock. So make sure you go
way to... Way to nail it down.
Because I'll be drunk at 7,
and then I'll be looking for the fights.
Afflictionclothing.com. I hope they send me some free T-shirts because of that.
I'm sure they will.
Even though CK said they're not supposed to blouse, they're supposed to be tight. If they're tight on me, I look like a bratwurst in a T-shirt.
At $100 a shirt, they probably should just send you a sleeve.
And Mike,
I have a couple of them actually.
Bratwurst has never looked so good.
And you look good in those little Affliction. And you're like wearing them. One right now, right? Mm-hmm. Affliction, very good. And Kara's sitting right here.
So what?
Thank you.
Seems to be some CB interference.
That was a momentary sound effect interlude. Let's repeat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Instant replay.
All right.
So what does Al Sharpton have to say about Jesse Jackson's use of the N-word?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob.
What does he have to say?
Shut up, Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
That's good. Now she wakes up. Thanks for helping.
You said...
Intern, I need a fresh cup
bull.
Of ice.
Yeah, I said more than that.
Hey, we got to wrap it up, Buzzy. Come on.
All right. Sharpton said it's very hard for some people to understand and completely separate themselves from the use of the word, but he says that doesn't mean they shouldn't try. And finally, Dateline, the Sichuan province of China.
Oh!
Oh!
Chinese police.
Sorry. The host of the program is getting a little obnoxious.
Chinese police were having a news conference to talk about the success of their gun control campaign. They wanted to get the word out that their campaign to seize illegal weapons was on the march. One of the officers, however, mishandled one of the guns.
Oh,
no.
Oh, oh.
Got it. He clumsily mm-hmm. released the trigger and then dropped the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
One reporter took bullets to his chest, his ankle, and his crotch.
Right.
Oh.
So, for many, a happy ending.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Thanks to all the Buzz Babes. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this date, August 8th, 2008, the venue to be named next week. I want to thank Kaz. Say thank you, Kaz. Mackenzie, nice and loud. Kristen.
Thank you.
Megan.
Thank you.
Kara. Janae.
I'm the boss.
Wow. Nick.
Love you, darling.
Allie.
Can't wait to see you, baby.
Jesse.
Thank you so much.
Lynn. They got mellow
all.
Thank you, Oscar, and everybody else.
Yeah.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, roses are red.
Well, this will be good.
Violets are blue. Uh-huh. I can't think of anything, and neither can you. Thank you. We'll see you Monday, everybody. Good night. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Good night, Chris.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.